These are your latest Manchester United headlines, and boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has confirmed that he needs to get new signings over the line before the close of the transfer window. United were beaten 2-0 at home by Burnley in the Premier League on Wednesday. Chris Wood and Jay Rodriguez scoring the goals for Sean Dyche's side. The result leaves United fifth in the standings, 6 points off the top four positions. Of course, they are having to deal without the likes of Marcus Rashford, Scott McTominay and Paul Pogba at the moment. All three of those players are on the sidelines, and Solskjaer says his squad is most certainly stretched, saying, "We are working to improve and get players in, and hopefully we can get something over the line. I think everyone can see that these players are being stretched." Solskjaer has also admitted he understands why fans may be feeling disillusioned by what they are currently seeing at Old Trafford, but he is confident they can turn things around if they stick to their philosophy, saying, "For us, we've just got to stick to our values, stick to our beliefs, and knowing that there's no use feeling sorry for yourself. You've got to go out there with the same commitment tomorrow, the day after, and get ready for Sunday." United's next match, of course, is in the FA Cup, where they will face the winner of the replay between Watford and Tranmere, which is due to take place on Thursday evening. Elsewhere, and of course, the transfer saga that has dominated United's January transfer window is whether they will sign Bruno Fernandes from Sporting Lisbon. United remain in talks for the Portugal international, but it appears a deal has moved no closer, and it remains uncertain whether the midfielder will become a United player this month.